that there is one way that a yid could become not a yid. How's that? There's only one way a yid could become not a yid. If he's boil a goya. Because then he's taking zera Yisrael, and what's he doing? He's putting into a shiktsa, into a goya, and the union, the outcome of that union is a goy. That's the din. So since the outcome is a goy, there is one situation where even though that's it, our children, when they're pure, when a Jew marries a Jewish lady, so the children are pure, but there's a way we could get rid of zera. Where does that nesayin come from? That's Yosef. That's the avos of Yosef. That's the connection. Yosef went into Mitzrayim. Yosef had the son of Eishes Potiphera, and he was omen in it. That's what's called the Shemer HaBris. The Shemer HaBris, right? That he watches what the Bris represents. And what does it say in the Pasuk? Bedabra el Yosef yom yom. She would talk to Yosef day by day. Day by day she tried to entice him to do an Aveira. Right? What's day by day? Every says the Chazal, every day. One day she got dressed this way, one day she put on this thing, one day she did this. All kinds of things it says the Chazal, how to try and entice him. Tzoktes Vasemes, that's Yitzvah Shel Adam is Gaber Lov B'chol Yayim. This Yayim Yayim is the Yitzvah Shel Adam is Gaber Lov B'chol Yayim. Right? The B'chol Yayim, there's a new way. The Yetzahara, we think we beat the Yetzahara. We think we're already older men and we don't have to worry about the Yetzahara. It's not true. The Yetzahara comes in many different ways. That's the Bedabra Yosef, Yaim Yaim. That's the what she did, Yaim Yaim. And that's Yosef. That's what the uniqueness of Yosef, that Klal Yisrael is Oymed in the Nisayan, in this Nisayan of Erva, especially by Akum above, which, you know, when we talk about it, it's all right, you know, but Shemir Akum, we know in Klal Yisrael, it's a terrible Zach, it's assimilation is a terrible Zach, meaning getting, that's what Yosef, strengthens that the Zera Kedusha shouldn't go. Somebody once came to the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, and said to them, Rebbe, I remember you, it was an older chassid, I remember your bris, I was by your bris. Ger Rebbe wasn't too fond of that he said that. You know, he's the Rebbe, you know, whatever. Not all. So he said, Herzachayim, he says, our job, the Rebbein Shalom is a Zeicher bris. He's called a Zeicher bris. Our job is to be Shemer bris. Not Zeicher Bris, not to remember. Our job is to be Kedoshim and to not... Okay. All right, so we will start now. What? Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. Right, exactly. Rabbein Shem helps us on every day, every day. Yeah, if you don't mind. DK. You doing?
Okay.
How was there?
Quarter to nine.
I know what happened then. I went up. Okay. Okay, we'll start from. I did say, was anybody here my minchas chinuch yesterday?
Yeah.
You did, Sam? Yeah. So, okay, so this is going to be the end of it. So now you'll have to suffer through the beginning. But, you know, like the Goyin says, you always want to hear the same Torah again. A person should never be bored of hearing the same Torah. Okay. Yeah. You look at the second paragraph. I guess he just printed the Gemara without from the beginning. But the second paragraph, okay, everybody, is there more, Sam? You know what they are? They're there? Okay, fine. All right. We're talking about Gid Anasha, right? Yesterday's parasha is Gid Anasha, and it says, Bayankiv Al-Kain lo yechlu b'nei Yisrael's Gid Anasha. Because of the Maisu Tzara Shal Esav that he hit Yankiv in the Mokum of the Gid, so the Gid, and it represents all kinds of things, Derech Shel Shmad, that's the Shmad, if you look at the Ramban, it's maybe scary. Derech Shel Shmad basically means Chanukah, that's the Chanukah, because that's the first reality that you find in Klal Yisrael, what's called Shmad. In other words, you never find, thank you very much, you never find in Klal Yisrael that people who came Misbavliyim, Misbarsim, Misyadiyim, but you find Misyavnim, meaning that the Gzeris and Klal Yisrael stay Jewish, but we make Gzeris. The first time you find that they want to make us into who they are, to become Yevanim, that's what it was, the Misyavnim, is in what's called Gzeris Shmad. That's the first time you have Gzeris Shmad. Shmad means, in other words, there were Gzeris before, don't keep the mitzvahs. But over here, the mitzvahs, the pshat was to be daimed to the Goyim. That's a different thing. That's a whole different thing. That's what Chanukah is about. And in Chazal says that's what the Gid Anasha represents, there's a whole shaychus to it, and it also represents that the Tamchen Daraisa, that the Bernsham, that the Yisav hit those people who support Torah, that the support of Torah became hit. As the Lamdei Torah were not hit, the Tamchen were hit. So it says in Chazal that's the rectification. That's where Chanukah is, a whole Indian of being Machzik Talmud Torah. That's probably where Chanukah geld comes from, Mistama. This Indian of being supporting Torah. Okay. The Mishnah says, so we have the Issa of Gid Anasha. So you write the second paragraph. Who? Let's leave it. Shmat. I was just doing it so Yankel will have time. About the Dersh of Shmad. What it has to do, why Esau, that's I didn't really go into. That's what it says. Okay. Noyeg b'tahayra ve'ena noyeg b'tameya. The din is, it says in the Mishnah, that Gid Anasha is only noyeg by tahayra. In other words, Gid Anasha is only on a kosher animal, what we call a kosher animal. What we call a treif animal, behemet tameya more technically, chazir, gamal, and so forth, right? If you have it, take the Gid Anasha of a behemet tameya and you eat it, you're not over for Gid Anasha. You don't get the issa of Gid Anasha. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now let's skip over to the Gemara to understand why. So if you look, okay, so he didn't put it on. Okay. The Gemara says later on in Kuf Aleph, because you learn out Al Kein Lo Yechlu B'nei Yisrael as Gid Anasha, that the Pasuk's tongue, don't eat this Gid Anasha, meaning it's something, it's part of a behemah that you could eat, and it's telling you don't eat the Gid Anasha. In other words, only something that the rest of the behemah is mutter to eat, but the Gid is also to eat. Masha Einkein Behemah Tmeya, since you can't eat a behemah tmeya, right, there's an issa to eat a behemah tmeya, therefore there's no issa Gid Anasha on a behemah tmeya. Right? Mitzad Adin, it's not Negev today's shir, we'll do maybe another time. You could even eat the Gid Anasha of a behemah tmeya because it's like eating the bones. But that's not Negev right now. It's really not Negev. It's a machloikis. I mean, a way we pass can aim begin by nice and time. But this is the Tana Kama holds, Noyeg B'Torah Vein and Noyeg B'Tmeya. Okay, that's clear that the Isser of Gid Anasha is only on a kosher animal. Rav Yehuda argues, and he says, Af b'tameya, the Isser is even on a tameya. Omar Rav Yehuda, so now Rav Yehuda understood why the Tana Kama, right? That's why he said over the Gemara later on. Rav Yehuda understood, why did the Tana Kama say that the Isser is only on behemah tahira? Because it's only something which the animal is mutter to eat, and the Gid is also to eat. Something which the animal is also to eat anyway, there's no Isser Gid Anasha. So Rav Yehuda answers that time. He says, why? When did the Issa of Gid Anasha start? V'aloi m'bnei Yankiv. Right? V'aloi m'bnei Yankiv nesa Gid Anasha. The Issa of Gid Anasha started yesterday's Parsha b'nei Yankiv. Right? Just like Avraham Avinu got bris mila, and he mild himself, and the Anshe b'nei Beis and Yitzchak and so forth, so too Yankiv got the Issa of Gid Anasha. Now, when Yankiv got it, what were they allowed to eat as far as animals? They were allowed to eat any animal. They were allowed to eat chazir. They were allowed to eat a gamal. They were allowed to eat an elephant. Right? And therefore, since they were allowed to eat it, right, since they were allowed to eat it, you can't say that there's no issa Gid Anasha to behemah tmeya at that time in history. What?
They kept kula.
They kept it, but there was still no issa. Right? Good, but that doesn't mean that Memela calls it out, it's Chal and Issa. Why shouldn't Issa shouldn't be Chal and Issa on it? If the requirement is a behemah you're allowed to eat, this is a behemah they're allowed to eat. So since they're allowed to eat it, therefore the Issa Gid Anasha was Noyeg on a behemah tmeya. Oh, so now the Gemara explains that a little more. So therefore, when they were Oymed and Har Sinai, what happened now? Behemoth man became Asa. So let's take that Gid Anasha that you couldn't eat before. Right? Now, you would say it's Mut to eat, or Buda says that can't be. If it was Asa to eat before Mount Torah, that Issa continues. You can't say all of a sudden, right, the guidelines Right? The criteria for what's called Gid HaNasha changes. It can't be that before Matan Torah there was an issa to eat Gid HaNasha v'chazir, and after Matan Torah there is no issa to eat. So therefore, I hold, Rabbi Yehuda says, that the issa was always there because since it was given in Sina, it was given by Yankiv, and then it was Noig even on Beimet Meir, that issa remains. Okay? Everybody got that? That's Rabbi Yehuda's side. So let's read those words. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Bet Meir. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Avaloi B'nei Yankiv Nesa Gid HaNasha. Behold, from B'nei Yankiv, Gid HaNasha was also V'adayim Behemet Meir Mutar Sen. And we know Behemet Meir was still Mutar them. Right? It was Mutar, Behemet Meir was Mutar. And since it was Mutar to them, the Issa Gid HaNasha was Chal. And he doesn't say in the Mishnah, therefore, but in the Gemara it says, therefore, it keeps going. Okay. Amulois, what a chum answer. Besinai ne'emar elashenichtav b'mekoymei. Besinai, it was said, ela bat nechtav b'mekoymei. It was written in its place. What does that mean? Rashi. The last, it's the next, you know, big paragraph is Rashi. See Rashi? So the last Rashi, Amulai. Everybody has that, Rashi? Pasuk Zeh, he's explaining the Rabbanu. What do they answer back? Pasuk Zeh, this Pasuk, yesterday's Parsha, Sheziru Alav, that Pasuk is the Hazar, it's the warning not to eat the Gid HaNasha. Besinai Ne'emar, it was said in Sinai. Va'at Sinai Lo Huzuru. So Rashi learns the Parsha Shan, the Mishnah, till Sinai, there was no Is of Gid HaNasha. They're arguing on Rabbi Yehuda. They say it's not true. Historically, that's not what happened. It's written yesterday's parsha. Ella, shenichtav b'mekoymoi. It's written in its place. La'acha shenemar b'Sinai. After it was said in Sinai, v'kosa v'sida Moshe Satira. Right? And Moshe wrote, and he was Mesadip, the whole thing where Rashi says too, kosa v'mikra zeh ala maisa. He wrote this pasuk because of the happening, right? Of what had transpired. Al Kain, because of this, Chuzu Bnei Yisrael Achen Shelo Yochlu Gid. In other words, we know Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah. When did he write the Torah? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Either he wrote it at the end of the 40 years, or as it went along, he wrote on a piece of parchment, and so forth, and then he put them all together. Bnei Yisrael told him which way to put it together. That's why Ein Muktam Amucha B'Torah. But whatever it is, you see in Rashi and Chumash Mishpatim that they took Sefer Abris and they read it. What Sefer Abris? Rashi says for me, Breish is Bara till Yisrael. So that means there was a Torah written. So what does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu was dictated him to write certain things. Dictated, you know, just to use lack of better words, right? The Breish told him to write. What did he write exactly? He wrote Breish is Bara. Okay, he wrote what happened to Noach. He wrote what happened with Avram and so forth. So he wrote what happened in Yaakov. As he wrote what's happening in Yaakov, during Sinai, he wrote, Al Kain, because of this story, Lo Yechlu, they will not eat in the future. But not that Yaakov got the Issa. Yaakov never got the Issa. That's what he's arguing on. Oh, it's your rebuke. You're saying a good Svar rebuke. You're saying since the Issa started from our Sinai, therefore, that Issa continues. Right? That Issa continues. Right? And continues in a Beimet Meir. We hold that historically that's not what happened. Historically that's not what happened. When was the Issa of Gid HaNasha given? Israel? So when was it given? So it was given according to Chachamim, it was given in Sinai. And since it was given in Sinai, right, since it was given in Sinai, the Issa was only Chal on a Behemoth Tahira, not a Behemoth Tmeya. So it's a machloik, historical machloikas, chronological machloikas, when the Issa Gid HaNasha. And as a result of that machloikas, we have a machloikas if the Issa Gid HaNasha is not going to be Behemoth Tahira Tmeya. That's the Pashup Shot, that's Rashi, and that's the Pashup Shot. Yes.
So then where is the
Lav? Pashut, you learn the Lavins in Vayishlach. Because when you learn a Tahira...
Even though it was... So the Lav was in Vayishlach, so now we say that it was given at Sinai.
Right.
So where do we find it? Is that a given?
It was given in Sinai. No, it did say it. No, that's the point. Moshe Rabbeinu heard, tell the Yidin this. Tell the Yidin this. So he told them everything. Right? But he wrote it. So he wrote it. For some reason he wrote this Parsha of Yibum and Sefer Dvarim. For some reason he wrote this and Vikra. Whatever. We don't know what these things are. So he wrote Al Kain Lo Yechu Bnei Yisrael. Just like Puvu. Where's Puvu? Written in either Noyach or Bereishis, but it was said in Sinai, the Parshas.
Yeah, but that was given before the mission specifically.
Oh, but so what's the difference? So, you're right, but so what? But Sof Kol Sof, it wasn't written but Peshas Noyach, because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Noyach. It wasn't written then. There's no Torah before, right? So Memele wrote it. So anyway, but that's the Machlokes. It's a point, but we'll get to that later. All right. Fine, so that's what it comes out. You understand? It's a machloikas, historical machloikas, and outcome of that machloikas is this machloikas, whether Gid HaNoshe is noyeg by Behemet Meir or Behemet Tayr. Comes along the Rambam. Let's see the bottom. Ha'oichel Gid HaNoshe by Behemet Chai Tmeim Potter. Lefi she'ena noyeg by Tmeir. Ela by Behemet Shekulu Materis. So Rambam passing the Chachamim, Ha'oichel Gid HaNoshe Behemachai Tmeim Potter, Lefi She'en Neg B'Tmeah, Be'Behemah Shekulu Matas. Okay? And then we'll leave the Yesh Begin Daisadam, Ein Begin Daisadam, that would be for a different shir, but that's, the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, fine. So since the Rambam passing is like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, like the Rabbanan, right, which makes sense, we pass like that Tana Kama. Then, where's another page? Just go to the next page. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzdava Odom Arishim. That's the Rambam's Shita. Gemara says Odom Arishim got 7 mitzvahs. Rambam says 6. The Chiddush Ran is aimed there. He says how it's a medrash, but how the Rambam learned it to the Gemara. But whatever it is, this is the Rambam's Shita. Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzdava Odom Arishim. Avedzar Bikas Shemesh Vichazdomim Gila Arayis. Gezel dinim, afri shekulan and kabbalah bidei biyadeinu mimoshe rabbeinu, vadas noitelehem, right? Mechlal divrei teri yirush al elu nitztava. Ahoitziv lenoyach evim nechai, shenemar ach psar benal shedam alo yisachel nimtza sheva mitzvahs. So that's just what we call sheva mitzvah b'nei noyach. For some reason they're called mitzvahs b'nei noyach. If you want to just think about it, it's not again now. Why this up is Bnei Noach? What's just because Noach got the 7th one? Why they call Bnei Noach? V'chein ayah davar b'kol ha'olam ad Avram.
No one was off his left.
What?
Everyone else was killed.
Yeah, but why? Why do we? Good, but we all come from from Adam. It's
right.
Noach was Amachir. Right. It's a nice way of remembering Noach. It's a commemoration to Noach to remember. All right. V'ba Avraham v'nitztava yeser elu b'mila. Now, of course, we understand that when Avraham Avinu got the mitzvah of Mila, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, wasn't given to Goyim. Even though there's Satsan, the Gemara's Masha, was, and that's how the Mishnah Melech learns why they mauled Shechem, because the mitzvah to maul Goyim too, and it says that's why Yosef mauled the mitzvah. But Pashas, it's not that way. The Gemara needs a Hezbollah, it's one Lashon. Of course, it's hard to learn the Pesukim quote to one Pshat. I was once, the only time I ever heard of Moshe Zatzal give a shir. Those of you remember, many years ago, you couldn't get wine in Far Rockaway, basically. So for Purim, you had to go to the east side. It was kikshmak to go to the east side anyway. So we used to buy wine to the east side. So we went one Friday before Purim. And we went into just to see MTJ. We heard of Moshe giving a shir. It was the only time. There were less people here than there are in this room, I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. And the amount of people knew what he was talking about was even less than that, right? And there were people coming in eating ice cream. I mean, you saw East Side, whatever words you want to use to describe them, coming in because they enjoyed looking at Rav Moshe. It was an amazing thing. And I remember him saying he bought this Mishnah Melech, and it was like an unbelievable shir. Like, the man knew Kol HaTakul. I remember even he took out a Rambam, and it was Tumas Eichlin something, I don't know what it was, and he's reading the Rambam, and he's reading, like, all of a sudden he stopped and he looked on top. He realized he was reading the wrong, he probably didn't see it, he was just saying, well, Pah, he must have seen a word, and he turned the wrong Pah. I mean, Tumas Eichlin, some Rambam, it was amazing. So he said, very posh, the reason that they mauled them was in order to weaken them, to make them shrach, so the Achim could kill them, and order Yosef, the mitzvah shouldn't start up with them, that they shouldn't be shot of barites. So, but for Shteitzach, Mila Poshet is only given to what's called Zera Avram. Right? V'chein hoya davar b'chol oylem Avram b'Avram nitzlat v'yosar oyli. V'hu hispalel shachris. Right? Avram Avinu was mispalel shachris, which means you have that he was misakin to daven. Rishonim say that. Tosis Rishonim and Yuma says, what does it mean? Yitzchak is tikkun tefilas shach tefilas mincha. Avraham Avinu was makam kol. The Gemara there says Avraham Avinu was makam kol atarakula. He was makam kol atarakula. He daven mincha too, right? He says the field of d'rabbanan. What? He daven mincha too. So Tosis said, Tosis Rishonim says, Masha also, I think brings it or he says it. He says that, you might, if I just want to see it, Yuma, Adam, Gemara Roshon Yuma. So Taisus, over there, the Shas is over there, the new Shas. So he says, what? He says, no, he says that the Pshat is that he was misakin it for everybody to daven. He daven mincha, but he wasn't misakin mincha. The what?
I was thinking of saying, excuse me, taken as double meaning.
Yeah.
It means to
right.
Perfect the mincha.
Perfected.
Perfected.
Right.
Because of his circumstances and his slavus that he had in it.
Right.
So Avram, when it says Avram taken shachas, and mincha.
You like taken super naim, it says. Yeah, it's a good, it's a good. I mean, don't take it as it's a good chassidish pshat. No, it's a very. Now I'm saying it the shvach. The shvach is very good. The word tikkun means a lot of times to perfect. That's what it means, really. It's a good pshat. But the Tais Hashanim says this is a new tfus. It's hard for me to find the Tais Hashanim. It's not printed in the same way. Yeah, so it's very nice. You like it, Shlomo. I knew. That's what I said. The bnei soscha is an einikul. You need somebody who's here. A few areas of Shilin. Here it is. Yes, it's the first Taisus Yishanim. Over here they made very nice Shas, but the Tais Hashem is a little smaller than the old ones. So it says, "V'im Toimar, Harminim Yitzchak Tikkun Tefilas Mincha V'Yetzer Yeshem Da'achas Shetikne V'Yom Gam Avram." Kach Pish. Oh, so one pshat is that the Avram Avinu didn't daven until Yitzchak was misakin. Inami Oimer Rebbe, Tais quotes somebody. The Mekol Makom Ayo Oimer Avram Oimer Metchila Ela Shalosa Klal Lekol Bnei Beiso At Shetikne Yitzchak. Tafila Ayim Tashim Kiyam. Like Aminu, come on. So he says, it's two pshat, I forgot the first pshat. He says, Enochram, he didn't daven until Yitzchak. No, I think the Maharsha says one of the pshatim also. But anyway, the Rambam brings it.
Where is
Chof Chesom at Beis. The first Taisa is shown there. V'hu is Baal Shach. Yitzchak Kifrish Maisa, which is all the smooth, what does it mean? He made a takana. In other words, that they have to, have to give Maisa. That's a long time. I once was sitting together with my Yibad L'chaim Tev with my Shver and Rav Noach Weinberg. At the beginning, when they first, I remember when Aisha Torah, when we were learning in that cell 36 years ago, Aisha Torah started in Yeshiva Beis Talmud. I had like three boys. It wasn't called our, it was called Shema Yisrael, right. It was called Shema Yisrael, that's right. It was called Shema Yisrael, and then they split from with Nata Shila, and it became Or Samech and Aisha Torah. So, in those days, Uri Zorazel Zayin Gazot, he lives in my son's building, the man is a unbelievable person, really an unbelievable person, really. And he had become frum. So Neich was saying that when he was first, he was a big famous star. I think he's still making royalties on movies that he has. So he said that when he started becoming frum, his children basically all frum. Some yeshivas, some not, but basically they're all frum. And I see, my son's building, they come there for simchas. So he said like when he first started getting frum, his wife, kids thought it's crazy, so he started keeping Shabbos, putting on the film, they thought, you're nuts. Then he started keeping Shabbos, it affected the family, they were young, he said, no, he's keeping it. Then they told him, you got to, keep Taras Mishpacha, and their mamash went, And then he says, then Reb Noach said, then we started telling him, you got to give Maisa. Then he started thinking about the whole thing. That's all different. He said, then he started thinking. From the way he said it, he was very charismatic. Anyway, so Yitzchak was mafrish maisa. V'hoisev tefillah acheres lefneisa yay. Yankiv hoisev gira nasha v'spalil arvis. U'bemitzrayim letztava amram b'mitzis yiseris. That's a whole shmooze. One day maybe we'll go into that. The Kesemisha says, I don't know where, which mitzvahs, and the Mirtzchayas and Saita says, it's Gitin Kedushin, because we see that he made Gzeiris that they should divorce their wives, right? So, and then they remarried them. So it's a Lashon Gitin Kedushin, which could be a, you know, Lav Davka Lashon, because Goyim also have something, but Mirtzchayas says that's the mitzvahs. Atshe Bo Moshe Rabbeinu V'nishma Toyer Al Yad. Okay, fine. That's the Rambam. The problem is the Rambam says, Yaakov Hoisif Gidanasha. What kind of Gidanasha? Since we passing like the Chachamim, that it's not Noyig in a Behemoth Meya, right? It's not Noyig in a Behemoth Meya. Therefore, according to Chachamim, when did Gidanasha start? In Sinai, right, David? It started in Sinai, not by Yaakov. So how could the Rambam say, Yaakov Hoisif Gidanasha? So the Lecha Mishnah answer, you look at the next paragraph of the Lecha Mishnah. Yaakov Hoisif Gidanasha, Kosha. The Pair Gidanasha, Amru Noyig B'Tahira Veinu Noyig B'Temeya. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Af Bet Meya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda V'loi B'Bnei Yankov Nesa Gid Anasha. Amru Loi B'Sinai Nemar El Shonichta B'Mkoymer. Mashma D'Loi Nesa Ela B'Sinai. Ula Yankov Loi Nesa Ali B'd Rabbonin D'Kaim Ulon Kavasayim. V'im Kein Eich Kotsav Rabbeinu D'Yakov V'Yisev Gid Anasha. Yankov didn't get Gid Anasha according to the Psak Halacha. The Rambam means he did on himself, but he didn't really, but he wasn't mitzvah. Kasha? Menolei l'Rabbeinu ha'bet sarachin. So he's bothered, what does the Rambam mean? Yankov, hoisev, gid, anasha. That's the Kasha. The Lecha Mishnah asks, and as again, since the Rambam paskins, it's neig by tmeya, and the only way it's neina neig by tmeya is according to Rabbanan, that it's misinai, ne'mar, nesar, elashnichta, mekoimai. How could the Rambam say Yankov?
The paskin like the Rabbanan. But Rabbi Yehuda actually held it was given earlier.
Right.
So maybe the
psak
is Yachayir
Avim.
But maybe
right.
Historically it is.
That's, so how do you get that? Mechatesi. Yes, you could say it's not Negei L'Halacha, but so what? I mean, there are some who want to say that, but what, why? You need a reason. But the better Torah, it's the Chassam Sefer and the Truma Sakri. The Chassam Sefer in Chulin, I think it's Tzadik Aleph, or maybe on the Mishnah, I don't remember, and there's a Sefer called Truma Sakri. You familiar with the Sefer? The Sefer is the Ktzoyis' brother, what's called the Kuntres HaSfekis. Now, there are many Einoklach. Anybody know from the Truma Sakri? I don't know if anybody... The Spinker Rebbe. Right? You heard the Spinker, the Kahana. So the Kahanas, the real Kahanas, I don't know if anybody's related to Kahanas and knows Kahanas, those are Truma Sakris. That was the Ktzoyis' name too. Now, I want to just say over a beautiful story I heard over from Rav Moshe, Zangas Rav Moshe Shapiro, from his Shver. And then my son told me, now it's printed, this story. The Chafetz Chaim told his Shver the following story. The Ktzois, right, the name was Kahana Hela, or Hela Kahana, I'm not sure, Kahana Hela. In some of the Ktzoisim, it's very interesting, you notice they write their name as Kahana Hela Shane, Shin Nun, with a, what do you call those two things? What?
Umlaut.
Umlaut, I don't know, is that what it's called?
Strechel.
Strechel, but what are they called in English? Two? Rosh Tavis. When you make Rosh Tavis? Over the O. So what is it? Whatever it is, for Rosh Tavis. When you write Rabbein Tam, there's two things on top. Everybody knows. Okay, whatever it is, the two marks over there. What? Like, it's more than an apostrophe, it's two, double apostrophe. So they write his name as Shane. Right, so if you, some of the Ktzaisim, if you notice, the Ktzais brings a lot of times, he brings his brother, and twice, and a few times he brings two other brothers, and he calls them Ga'inim, so they must, for the Ktzais to write on them Ga'inim, they must have been Ga'inim, or some, he writes on them nice titles, and he writes on all of them Shane, Shin Nun, with two things on top of it. Now, the Shin Nun means Shiyair Neiroi. They should live and be well. Like we write Nun Yud, Neira Yair. In those days was a common title. You see it a lot. Some of the Matfisim of the Ktzois nowadays wrote his name, Rabari Leib, Kahana Hello, Shane, Zichrein Levracha. It doesn't make sense because it's not his name, Shane. It's Shiar Neira, means he's still alive. It's like a very funny thing. It's a mevid de gichuv. But anyways, he said that in a certain town in Galicia, there was a minig in the summer months that after everybody ate shashudas, was still early, like, you know, and they used to go to shul and say barabim to Hillel. So this guest came to the town, and he sees a yid in the back saying to him, crying his head off. His mom is wailing. He's saying it with such a... And he's like so moved by him. He comes and he davens next to him, and he says the tefillah next to him. He's very moved. After he finishes his rebbe, why are you crying so much? He says, what do you mean I'm crying? He says, I have a daughter. He says, I can't get him. I don't have a penny to my name. I'm poor like anything. I can't marry. So the yid says to him, I want my son to marry your daughter. A yid could say to him like this. And from that zivik came out the ketzais, the Truma Zikri and the two brothers. Amazing story. That's the Chofetz Chaim. I don't know what he was, you know, what he was trying to tell the power of Tillim or whatever, but or says go into Shira blindly, but whatever it is, that's the story. Okay, so the Truma Zikri was a very big godly. He wrote a sefer called Truma Zikri, and Ketzais quotes him. Besides his sefer, his most famous sefer is Kuntres HaSfeikas. That's because it's on in Yonei Nezikin. But Truma Zikri, which is also Chosha Mishpat, has a lot of big Yisraelis. Ketzais quotes him. It's learned much in Yeshiva. And in there he has Akdama, beautiful Akdama in Drush. Ketzais is known also. He has Akdama to Sfarim. All the Sfarim he writes also Drush. So but there at the end he answers, he brings this Rambam and he answers the same Torah to Chassam Sefer. They bring a Rambam which really posh it like this. The Pirush Mishnah is a Rambam. And we did it a few weeks ago, remember Shmuel? We did it in the Shir on Mila. The Sim Libcha, the second line. You see there's a Dat Sim Libcha. Vuhu Amram, that the Gemara says Min Sinai Ne'esar. As we have the gears, like we said before, Min Sinai. Oh, I'm sorry. Pirush Mishnah. Pirush Mishnah. You see it? The second line. V'sim Libcha V'kal Gadol Zeh Amuvah Mishazu. Vuhu Amram Min Sinai Ne'esar. Now our gears is Sinai, like I said before, Ne'emar. But I said also this. We should have gears of Sinai Ne'esar. Vuhu Sha'at Atzarach L'das. This is the famous Rambam. Shekol mashanu nizar mimenu. Oisim oisay yoyim. Anything that we're warned not to do, or that we do today, einanu oisim zois el mipnei tziva Hashem al-yidei Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was told, don't eat behemet meya, keep Shabbos, put on tefillin. Loi mipnei shashem tziva b'kach nevim shekadmu. Not because Hashem gave it to other nevim before Moshe Rabbeinu, so even though they were told certain things, we don't do it because of that. Dugma lakach, Dr. Ram. I'm not sure if our Pirush Pesach says Dugma lakach, and it could be this is a better gisa. Dugma lakach, the Ram Pirush Pesach says we're written in Arabic. So they say the translation is not exact. And there was a fellow who died a few years ago, Pakapach. He put out a morgue because he knew Arabic, the old Arabic, and he translates. Could be that's where it comes from. Einanu oichlem eva menachai loy mepnei shashem osa al bnei noyach eva menachai. Well, I think we say Noyach in our guess, so it's all right. Al Bnei Noyach, interesting. I think in the old ones it says Al Noyach, because it doesn't... Eva Menachai. El Bnei Shemoshe Asa Aleinu Eva Menachai. Okay, that we understand. We understand that the mitzvah that was given to Noyach was not given to Noyach because of Yidin, it was given because of Goyim. So we understand how mitzvah comes in Vayikra, it says not to eat Eva Menachai. B'mashen etztavu b'sina, shishar Eva Menachai Asa. V'chein, oh, now there is a shtickle more of a chiddush, because Mila of Ram Avinu, like we said, was given for base of Ram, for Zer Avram. And where's Zer Avram? Ramam says, Einanu molim b'glal Avram, b'glal shavram malas atzov anshe beisa, imei shashem tzivano al-yidei Moshe lihimol ki Moshe mal Avram olav ha-shalom. Okay, that's also a chiddush, that even though it was given to Avram as base of Ram, but still we have another pasuk in Tazriya, b'yayim ha-shmini yim ha-psar ha-losa. Okay. V'chein gidon nash. Oh, here comes a chiddush. This is what David was sort of touching upon. Ein anu nimshachem boy achrei issa Yaakov Avinu. We don't go after the issa that's written, that was given to Yaakov Avinu. Elot sivoy Moshe Rabbeinu. So what I'm saying is, that's true. There was an issa given to Yaakov Avinu. We keep it not because of that tzivui. So what are we doing? So the Mishnah Melech is aimed on this. And the Mishnah Melech says, and let's first finish the Rambam, just to get Rambam really says it. Halotira Amram. We know the Gemara in Makkah says, Sheish Moish Shloshes and Mitzvahs Nehmu Lo Mishina. See now, the Gemara says, Tayra Tziva Lo Moisha, Tayra Tzbigamachia, Tar Yag. Ah, it's 6:11. Anoichi v'lo yelecha mepi agvur shaman. So we got tayag, and it's a whole big problem. What do we need tayag for? And it's not, what's up with tayag? This Rav Tzadok says a Kabbalah b'shem the Goyin, nobody knows where he got this Kabbalah, but the Goyin, that there are 1,000 mitzvahs. But tayag is somehow the that's the shroshim. What's the difference if it's tayag? What's the difference if it's sheresh? That's very unclear. You see, Rishenim went into a whole big machlokes. What's tayag? Do you count tefillah sheresh shelrad? Two mitzvahs, one mitzvah. Do you count shmaz? One mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Do you count 12 carbon restorations? One mitzvah, 12 mitzvahs. Who cares? The bottom line is, you know, you got to do the same. You got to do it. What's the difference? It's not clear what it is exactly, but the Gemara says it. Tayag mitzvahs nemar l'mashmiyah. Why tayag? They got the mitzvahs beforehand. So the Rambam's learning, the pshat is, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the Mishnah Melech says, kol eilu b'chal mitzvahs, that the Moshe Rabbeinu received at Sinai, told, tell the Yidin, don't eat gidon asher. That's where we have to listen to it. Where it's written, that's in a certain way, and right now irrelevant. It, pruvu, where's pruvu written? In Parshas Noach, Parshas Bereishis. That was given to the Goyim, the Gemara says. Where do we have pruvu? The Torah says, the Gemara says, it wasn't repeated. Right? Shuvu lachem lo eleichem is not mitzvah pruvu, the Gemara says. So where is it? Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. So according to this Rambam, we keep mitzvahs because Moshe Rabbeinu told us, pruvu, don't eat gin anosh. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it in wherever. So usually he wrote it in the Torah from Sinai. Okay, so some reason, what does that mean? They didn't put on tefillin. Tefillin they got right away, but they didn't do other mitzvahs by Sinai. No, they did. Why did the Torah have to write it later on? The Ramban goes into these things.
So what's the difference between that and halacha mishum
Sinai? What?
You just said, what's the difference?
That's a good point. What makes something halacha mishum Sinai? They was told this is called halacha mishum Sinai. That's it. It's usually halacha mishum Sinai. And usually halacha mishum Sinai is not a mitzvah. It's usually something in a mitzvah. Right?
So it's possible that Yaakov could have had an Isser Kana Behem.
Exactly. So 1 second. So it comes out that the Isser Gidonosha was from Yaakov Avinu. What the Rambam is learning, Pshat in the Mishnah, B'Sinai Nasar, the Isser was set over again in Sinai, but it started in by Vayishlach, by Yaakov, but that's not where our Isser, that's Nechtav Mekoyma. It was never written. That's Nechtav Mekoyma. But what? Exactly, that's what he's saying, B'Sinai Nasar. He's going on B'Sinai Nasar. Memela says the Truma Sakrina Chassam Sefer, that's a pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds different pshat than Rashi. It's not a historical machloikis. It's a lamdash machloikis. What's the machloikis? That's how they explain it. The pshat is what's called Torah. Yosef Engel really brings it up. They just say it very bekitzah. Yosef Engel really brings it. He doesn't quote the Truma Sakrina, but he says, according to this Rambam, what's the pshat in the machloikis? Rabbi Yudah Chum. Rabbi Yudah holds that the Torah starts from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu got Mila. So we got the mitzvah of Mila. Avram Avinu got Yankov got Gidon Asher. So that's the beginning of Torah. Chacham hold no, they got it for them. It's a mitzvah of Nevuah. Till Mount Torah was a mitzvah of Nevuah. Then it was repeated. Then it has the Din Torah. The Din Torah only starts from Sinai. Agam they had the Isser of Avram Nachai Mila beforehand, the mitzvah of Mila. They had the Isser of Gidon Asher. It wasn't Bepchinas Torah. It was Bepchinas mitzvah. It's like a mitzvah of Nevuah that they had to keep.
Mora.
What?
And Mora, the
mitzvahs
of Mora.
That, we'll leave that right now. We'll get to that. That's a good point. The Mora, what the mitzvahs are, that's a maral. The taka one mitzvahs, but it's a problem with a gemara, and Mr. Shem will taka do that. It's a good idea. There's a brisk rav on that. But akoponim, the mitzvahs, the machloikis is not historical. The machloikis is, what do you view the mitzvahs given before Torah? Did they have a din Torah or not? That's the Truma Sakri and Chassam Seifus Pshat, Meila Rambam's very good, meaning like this. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when was the Torah given of Gidon Asher? From the time of Yaakov. So at the time of Yaakov, there was no Issa Behemet Meir, it was Chalon Behemet Meir, and that's the way it stays. It doesn't change. Like the Gemara says, it can't change. Mashenk Darbanan, they agree, there was Gidon Asher Behemet Meir. But from Sinai on, it has new parameters. From Sinai on, it's only in a Behemet Torah, not a Behemet Tmeya. Because that's when it was given.
Rashi's still...
Rashi's a different shot. Right, it's not going with Rashi. Nechanam. Right, Nechanam.
According to Rabbi Yehuda,
right.
Avram Avinu kept all the Torah Kula, but he didn't keep Gidon Asher
no,
because it wasn't given as Torah until Yaakov.
I mean, did he? Mustami kept getting nasha, but not. Right, because he wouldn't be. If he would, he'd get an nasha. It wouldn't be over. Or certain halachas, because the others got married to two sisters. How did they do it? So the bottom line is, whatever it is, they had some kind of siman min hashamayim. These simanim don't help once it's Torah. Right? Whatever it is, there are certain things that make it Torah that once it's Torah, there are certain halachas that are negeya Torah, that if it's a mitzvah nevuah, not negeya. Maybe we're going to talk about that later. Okay. Now, they both say, though, they have a problem with this from a Gemara. Let's see right. They have a problem from a Gemara. What's the Gemara? The Gemara in Chulin. Right? It's going to be coming up the next week's parasha, next week's parasha. What did he do here? All right. You could turn the page. It's mamash at the end. It's like eight lines before the bottom. The first one, B'yankiv, Zegin, Anosh, Anof, Shepash, Yisur, B'chol, Yisrael. Okay. Amar Reb Yaisi Bar Chanina. You have that? Maidik Siv. Right? Yosef meets his brothers. Right? And they have a whole big suda. They get drunk together. So, right? They mamash drink together like anything. Right? You know, Maral says, Amar Yedik Azach. It says over there that Miyayim, that they left him, they were makal themselves not to drink wine. They wouldn't drink wine. So, so they don't drink wine. Yosef also is makal himself not to drink wine. Now he meets his brothers. See, so he serves wine. It says, V'yishkiru. I mean, they got drunk. They all drank like anything. So he says, Mele, he knew there was the achim. So he was allowed to drink. But how were they able to drink, the morale says? How are they allowed to drink? They're not allowed to drink. They don't know it's Yosef. And they made a neder. They were makal themselves. Zok the morale, because what was he saying to them? He said, what was the point of this meal? They figured like this. He told them, Miraglimat, you're spies. They kept saying, Kainim Anach. No, we're telling the truth, we're not spies. Yeah. And he kept, you went through 12 gates, you went through this. So you're spies. So they understood. Why is he giving them wine? Nichnas Yayin, Yatzasai. They'll get drunk, they'll come out who they really are. They'll start talking about it. So they say, it's Pekuach Nefesh. They'll show him that they're not really spies. They'll get drunk, and not a word will come out of spies. Huta said that's the makkah for getting drunk on Purim from there. Right? That you're not afraid to sit with your friend and say whatever you want to say, hopefully. But anyway, what happened at that meal? Besides wine, they had food. What was that? Tavoyach, Tavich, Vahochen. Right? If you look at the list, Vahochen with the Ches, that spells Chanukah. Elliot, you're going to ask me, what does that got to do with Chanukah? It's another question you have, but that's what it says in the Sfarim. Yossi Rosen will show you the B'nai Sosner on it. But it says, the Gemara says, what is it? The Tavach Tavach means basically, we call it the Shech. Basically means is to prepare the food. And Vahachain also means, Zvicha by itself means to prepare food. That's really what it means. Tvayach and Zvayach are the same word. Come from the same church. So Gemara says like this. It really should be Tavayach Tavach. Paro Lehen Beis HaShchita. Uncover for them, show them the Beis HaShchita. Show them that the meat is Shechted. Right? It has a good Ashgacha. Right? It has a good Ashgacha. Right? Vahachain, well, at least they ate it. I'm not saying nowadays, I don't know if everybody would have eaten it, but at least the Shvatim would have eaten it, right? Vahachain, tol gironasha bifneim. Take out the gironasha bifneim. So Gemara says, who's that going like? Kimanda amar gironasha nesar lebnei noyach. You hear? What does it say in the Gemara? That the Issa gironasha was noyig before Matan Torah, and who's that like? Like Rabbi Yehuda, Commander Amar Gironasha Nesal Bnei Noach. So Bishlam, according to Rashi, it's true, because historically, when did the Issa start? According to Rabbanan, only by Sinai, but Sinai Nema, but Sinai Nesa, and over here it was before. So why was there an Issa Gironasha? Masha Enkein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Issa started then. But according to the Rambam, which is really a kash on the Rambam, you don't even need the whole steer in the Rambam. In the Rambam, Pesach Mishnayos, the Rambam says the Issa Gironasha started before, right? It started by Yaakov. Everybody agrees to it. Machlokes says, was it given again? All right? So they all ask, what do you do with this Gemara? That's the Chassam Sofer's Kach Shumaski. They both bleib schwer on the Rambam. But they were mitzvah. But they were also before Matan Torah also. Huh? Oh, what are you saying?
Doesn't the Rambam say that they were before, but there was...
Yes, so now it's saying that they took out Gid Anoshe. So if they took out Gid Anoshe, Gemara says the Raya, that Gid Anoshe is Ne'asa.
Why say
that
they're not?
Huh? Why say
they're
good. It means when they were in the stage of Bnei Noach. When they were in the state of Bnei Noach, was already Ne'asa. Huh? Good, but that's not a... That's our kasha naram. That's you asking. Yeah, okay, so you have to say means when they were in Bnei Noach. While they were in the state of Bnei Noach, that didn't Bnei Noach. It's one of the rayas, by the way, that they were called Bnei Noach before. Yeah, okay, that's the kasha.
Did the Rambam say that it was also Noach? It was also on them also from there. He comes in with that later on was re-ratified.
Right.
We keep it because of that.
That's right. But they had the issa before.
So he had also the issa before.
That's the kasha. So why is it going Kimanda Amar? What is it got to do with Manda Amar?
Everybody holds
that way. It's not Kimanda. Mandam is Mashiach going with Rabbi Yehuda. It's not only Rabbi Yehuda. Shouldn't say Kimandam. That's what their kash is. Okay. So we'll just start off. I'll tell you. Let's just start off the Taisus. Taisus asks a kash. So there's a very nice bird. I once heard from Rav Moshe that he heard from somebody who heard it from the Brisker Rav. All right. So what does it say over here? Yeah. Taisus asks on the Gemara itself. What does it say? Kimanda Amar. Meaning, according to Rabbanin, it wasn't Asa. So why do you have to take out the Gid Anoshe? Frektaisa in Taimar Dilman Loi Nesaf. Maybe Takanat Asa. Maybe it's going with Rabbanin. There is no Issa Gid Anoshe. Vafilo Hachi Hayu Mekaimin Kimoi Shchita the Kaamalei Parlem Beis Shchita. No, it doesn't really say. All of you were tiny. The others they kept the Torah. What does it say anywhere? The others kept the Torah. Doesn't really say anywhere the others kept. It says Avram Avinu was Mekaim Kol Torah Kula. Doesn't say anywhere the avos really in the Gemara at least. There are chazal that's mashed that way. They did this. It doesn't say they kept. It says why was Yankov Yitzchak sent him for the shtegedir? It was for the Pesach. Doesn't say they were. By the shvatim, it doesn't say at all. It's just Rishonim are assumed that the pshat was that the Rav Avinu kept the kol tarkula. He gave over his sons and he told him to do it too. So Taisus assumes, but Taisus has a raya because what happened? He went ahead and he showed them that it was the shechita was a good shechita, right? The shechita was a good shechita. I don't know who the sheikh it was exactly, but the shechita was a good shechita. What? Also, once I will get to that. So he said that he says just like they kept shechita, which zicha didn't start at least by Sinai. According to one mandam, remember we learned once it didn't start till Eretz Yisrael. So just like they kept shechita, they kept Gid Anoshe. That's Taisus' kasha. So Taisus is not in the gay right now, the Turitzim, but because we ran out of time, we'll continue this next week. You know what, if everybody could get this together, and we'll just put it together, I'll keep it for the week, and we'll just go over it again just quickly next week. But look what Taisus says, which is a shmuz b'sa'atzis. Mitikam of a hachein mashra b'lav hachein l'mishra. Hachein is mashra, real preparation. Without it, it's no good. Or it's tavach tavach means prepare it for them. You know, just do preparation. You don't need it. Put on salt. You need salt on the bread. You don't need salt. Yeah, right. Put on salt. Why not? Put on some butter. That's all it is. Tavayach, prepare it for them. Hache means without this, it's not prepared. Meaning you got to do Beis Shechita. Inami, parla Beis Shechita, doesn't mean they kept Shechita. What does it mean? Nechira. Shenetztavel Nechira. They had to do Nechira. Meaning, it wasn't enough just to kill the behemoth. They had to cut the simon. They had to have Shechita, which from here you see in the side of Gemara, no, not Niko. Nechira. Nechira means to cut the simonim without the din of Shechita.
You're
supposed to killing it. You're supposed to killing it or dying. If it died, you know, it's Taisus Masha from here that Goyim cannot eat meat that's dead. They have to cut the simon. They have to do Shechita, which is a Pella. You look at the side of the Gemara, the Masai Sashas or Rav Wunschberg, I don't remember, they say this is a Pella, but a Zoy state in Psikta, the Psikta Zitrosa, Psikta, the Psikta, what?
Halal
is not halal. It's halal. Yeah, and a Harami, they ate halal meat. What?
Before?
They couldn't eat animals at all, right? Only, right. And a Harami. Yeah, so now this is a shmuz, but it's not again. We'll continue Mitzvah Shem. Next Sunday is all right. Yeah. I was there.